Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. Welcome on in to today's Freight Waves Now Community Spotlight. I'm Kaylee Nix, and we're checking in with the one and only Grace Sharkey this morning, host and writer of The Stockout, our retail and CPG-focused community. Grace, happy Monday. How was your weekend?
Good weekend. Finally celebrated my birthday this weekend with some family and friends. That was a good time, and dog sitting as well. So it's been a good one. How was your weekend?
You know, we hit our first two 80-degree days here in Chattanooga, and it felt like summertime. So it was ideal.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. We've made it through the dark ages. Let's dig right into our topic here for today. We've got a brand new retail and CPG report released by RELX, Supply Chain Tech, of course. Talk to us a little bit about what this found.
Yeah, I love this report because they did interview about 285 different retail, CPG, and even wholesale companies and leadership within those groups as well. So we're getting a good idea from the top view of what exactly people are concerned with. And there was three big areas that this really did focus on. Number one, and hey, we'll shout it from the rooftop every time we can, AI. Who saw that one coming? And more so on the potential of what AI could do for a lot of these companies, whether it's helping with planning, of course, helping to find new customers, using it for marketing campaigns, but also for inventory purposes. Over 50% of those that were surveyed are looking to implement and invest in some type of AI tool within the next 3 to 5 years. So again, not too surprising on that. If anything, I would have thought that 57% would be a tad bit higher, but I think we'll get into the episode where exactly those concerns are that maybe not, might not be on that tech side. Big one too, and I think you and I both ourselves have talked about this in the past too, is social media's impact on these companies. 94%, so pretty much all at that point, responded that they understand that the influence that social media has over the last couple of years when it comes to their sales and their demand as well. And listen, I find all of my new clothes, if not on Instagram ads or Facebook ads or some type of ad on a social media platform out there. Twitter could probably catch up a little bit in this area, at least for the gals out there. But I'm happy to see that most of them understand like this, when it comes to marketing, you got to leverage that a little bit more. And then last, but definitely not least, is just more collaboration with their supply chain partners. I think we're seeing that across the board. It's much more of this partnership when it comes to who you're working with and building a really close relationship. And they're finding that building those relationships actually has great payoff when it comes to some of the hiccups that they've seen in their supply chains in the past, especially pivoting for market changes or any black swan events that are turning into just regular swan events at this point in time now. So not too surprising with those big three areas, but we learn a lot more within the report too of what exactly their concerns are, even when it comes to customers and inventory as well.
One of the big things that they talk about is, of course, e-commerce. And if the pandemic taught us one thing, it's that any new brand that launches has to have some component of e-commerce, even if it's just you have your item on a marketplace and that marketplace is doing all of your fulfillment for you. There needs to be some aspect of e-commerce, whether that comes from marketing or online orders, fulfillment, what have you. It has to be done to have some kind of brand success. Even a lot of our smaller, maybe like mom and pop, CPG, retail companies, local companies too, find that having that e-commerce presence, it really, really helps drive sales. And that's a trend that I don't think is going to go away as well. What were some of the comments regarding e-commerce in this report and the value that it shows to a lot of these companies?
Well, I think that a lot of them, especially throughout COVID, had to force themselves into the e-commerce world just to continue to exist. And those we saw some failed, and I'd say the majority of them stumbled their way through it, but today have some type of positive e-commerce offering. And what's interesting is they do get into like the direct-to-consumer perception within this study as well. And interesting enough, a good majority, about 28% of them, said that when working with, of course, the last mile delivery companies and partners as well to strategize this, it's kind of a careful balancing act for them, right? They have to make sure they've got inventory fulfillment centers in the perfect places in order to achieve that competitive 2-day delivery or at least I'd say under a week at this point, right? And because of it, they're seeing about 37% said they're not seeing too many big issues anymore with their direct-to-consumer initiatives. So again, I will say, though, 25% said they think it's still too early to tell about how well they're doing in that regards to the customer. But I think, right, the pandemic forced a lot of these groups into it. And now it's about, you know, the step forwards. Now that we are, you know, offering some type of e-commerce capability or service to our customers and having the ability, the omni-channel fulfillment, right, to be able to purchase and deliver in any aspect, whether it's in store, whether it's, you know, through an advertisement, whether it's through their website, being able to fulfill those, I think, is their biggest concern in the inventory scheduling and direction behind that too, which goes into, I think, that last point, which is, or even the first point too, using AI and also building good partnerships with your logistics partners in order to achieve that full omni-channel presence.
I want to touch on the social media bullet point for just a little bit, because we can literally never stop talking about social media. It has inundated everybody's daily presence at this point. And I think this report for a lot of brands, maybe they're, you know, kind of like shaking their fists at the fact they're like, social media works, because that means that they then have to rely on spending budget on marketing and oftentimes on influencer marketing. And then you have influencers on the other side saying, haha, like we're here, we're valuable, you need us. But the way that influencer marketing, when it comes to retail CPG companies specifically, has changed a lot really over the last kind of 6 to 9 months. And a lot of that has to do with public consumer perception of trust. Can you talk about how that is kind of this ever evolving relationship, and how if companies really want to remain successful in their social media strategy, but also in their marketing strategy, their influencer marketing in particular, they need to be evolving and understand, like, sorry, I'm going to call out Bloom Nutrition, Bloom Greens, like by name here. Like, sorry, Bloom, simply spanning your TikTok by sending every single person with 100 followers a Bloom kit and making them mix it no matter what the video, it doesn't work like that.
No, it doesn't. You know, I think we're going to start to see maybe even more like interesting ad campaigns and getting a little bit more into like the theatrics of it all as well. Like we see that especially during Super Bowl ad times or during the holiday season, right? Like to maybe taking these influencers out of their own homes and their own little bubbles and putting them into commercials more, I think. Especially too, I mean, to bring up social media, right? Even keeping up with the times in regards to regulation, like, are we going to see TikTok regulated to the point where you might have to think of that offering a little bit more differently than you have? But it is attracting new customers. It is an easy way, I think, for them to see a return on those ads, to track that return as well, and see who, especially when you're using codes and everything like that, it's really easy to tell which influencers are bringing that return back to you compared to just a website and not really sure or tracking where, you know, and the consumer is finding that website and moving forward from there. So I think it's interesting. I think we'll see a little bit more of strategic relationships or partnerships, or almost like these sponsorships a little bit more, right? Like you see on YouTube videos or sponsor, I mean, even, you know, that we have here at FreightWaves, the sponsorships with videos and a little bit more of like maybe grabbing that talent and focusing that talent. I'm also like very interested too with, of course, the NIL and how we're going to see even athletes, right? Like college athletes becoming used a little bit more. Look at Caitlin Clark, right? These last couple of weeks and the different campaigns she's been a part of. So I think it's going to be a little bit more interesting who we see on social media ads and who we see on advertisements in particular, because we're starting to almost like turn any aspect of being a celebrity, whether it's great, even down to a freshman in college, right, could be selling us the next big thing. So I think it's interesting. I'm excited just in the realm of the stock out and what we talk about here between you and I, seeing where this kind of takes off.
A million different places for it to go. Hopefully it goes somewhere positive. Grace, thanks for joining us here this morning. As far as the stock out, where can people find that?
Yeah, so head to freightwaves.com. At the top of the page, you'll see newsletters, and the stock out's at the top right underneath that too. So it's difficult to miss. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter. And actually with the first newsletter that you get as well, you'll get a nice code for our event. Hey, look at me using this time to also sell ads. So yes, you'll of course get a discount code for our event coming up in June, which is in Atlanta. That's going to be the perfect time to be in Atlanta as well. Very excited for this event and how this is going to turn out the future of supply chain. So head to live.freightways.com to check out and learn more about that event as well.
Hashtag ad on the bottom of that. Full disclosure, Grace does not make any profits from sharing this code with you, but we still want to see you in Atlanta anyways. Grace, thanks for joining us this morning. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Kaylee. Talk to you soon.